The scripture this morning is from Romans chapter 12, verses 9 through 13, and I'm reading from the New International Version of the Bible. Love must be sincere. Hate what is evil. Cling to what is good. Be devoted to one another in love. Honor one another above yourselves. Never be lacking in zeal, but keep your spiritual fervor, serving the Lord. Be joyful in hope, patient in affliction, faithful in prayer. Share with the Lord's people who are in need. Practice hospitality. And one verse that I wanted to add from Hebrews chapter 12, verse 2. Do not forget to show hospitality to strangers, for by doing so, some people have shown hospitality to angels without knowing it. I like that. The idea that somehow I've been with an angel. Today, we're doing something that might seem small. And preparing just little bags for people coming here might not seem like it's a big deal. But for welcoming people with gifts, planning things out for the tables, having laughter together, this is part of the kingdom of God. The small acts are often the most holy acts and part of the kingdom of God here on earth. The gospel is spread not only by me preaching or us singing together and being heard or the creation of sanctuaries in our walls, but through meals and kindness, listening, extending friendship, in other words, hospitality. Next Sunday, when the 42 students and 5 professors come into our church, they'll arrive carrying excitement, I'm sure. Someone will be sleepy because they'll have gotten on the bus at 7 in the morning. They'll have hope, nervousness, curiosity, perhaps homesickness because they'll have already been away for 1 week of the 2 that they're going. And you know, when you're on a mission trip or any other trip, it's great at first, right? You've got all that adrenaline going. And then you get to the middle and being with 46 other people that you don't know and usually don't live with, 4 of them that you have in your dorm room all the time, it can get a lot, right? You're busy. You're tired. But before they come to hear a song or a sermon, they'll hear something else first. They'll hear whether they're welcomed, not only in words, but by the spirit, the warmth, the attention, the food, the gifts, the overall joy that we'll give out. And we always have. But it's important that churches keep reminding themselves that hospitality is important. So from the moment that the bus comes in front, let's smile, even if we're having a bad day, right? Because what does a smile do to someone else? Throughout Scripture, God continually calls his people to welcome the stranger. Hospitality is very biblical. Abraham welcomed strangers into his tent. Jesus ate with strangers, the marginalized, the sick, the sinners of others' eyes. The early church gathered people and put them all from different nations who spoke different languages into one family, the Christian family, we call it now. At Pentecost, one of the greatest miracles was not only that people heard the different languages and understood, but it was God bringing people that felt different or did not feel included to have the Spirit also. All with the understanding that everyone is loved, everyone is wanted, and somehow everyone understood, even if they didn't understand how it was occurring. Hospitality is not entertaining people perfectly. When I was little, my parents were very strict about how you sat at a table, that your hand was in your lap, that your napkin was there first. I think we had to practice with about 15 utensils so you would know if you went to a nice restaurant or whatever to know which one to use. But as I've gotten older, I realize some of that's maybe important, but maybe not as important as I thought it was as a child. The more important part comes with the smiles again. Hospitality is really about making room for someone else. And it's a type of ministry we should always keep in mind. Sometimes we think ministry has to happen in the pulpit or a mission trip or something like that, but often ministry happens over pizza. Sometimes it's making people feel less alone. A laughing during a game, a remembering of someone's name. If you're asking me, this is important all the time. But I think it's especially important with teenagers. I was thinking about it this week. They're old enough that they're watching more, right? And taking in more. They're old enough that they're going to remember at least what they feel, even if they don't remember every activity that they did. Try to think back to when you were a teenager and what impressed you the most if you went somewhere or if you talked with someone new. Many of the students this week will remember this trip for the rest of their lives. And I can attest to that because as I go back to Argentina each time and I see them, sometimes they've come from college, sometimes they're working in the school, and I see them after they've even graduated. Every single one of them remembers me. Even if they don't remember my name, they remember me and they remember our church. And they say it was one of the best days they've had. Some of them say the taco bar was the best food they had too, but you know. But you know what? They're enriched by it. And you know, the other thing I found is almost every time they get here for Sunday, in Spanish, so that others don't hear, they'll say to me, oh, I didn't like the food, or I don't like this, or I don't like, there's something that's wrong, right, with the trip. But give it even 2 weeks after they get home, and the memories that come out, and they will tell you it was a trip of the lifetime. That's what they remember. They'll remember how they felt for sure here. Did they feel judged? Did they feel invisible? Did they feel unseen, not valued, unsafe, unloved? I can't imagine that coming from this church, but we all have to remember it, right? There will be the child that is embarrassed to speak English, even if they know English. There will be the child that, like any time, is kind of sitting over to the side and you see that is not talking with somebody. There will be at least one of them, always is, that's in tears because they're really homesick. Let us watch out for these kids. Let us be that person that Jesus has placed in this time, in this place, to be there for someone else. Amen? Amen. Argentina is a beautiful and relational culture where relationships matter deeply. Time together matters. Conversation matters. Warmth matters. People may speak differently, communicate differently, express emotions differently, or relate differently. But as they're going to find out, because I'm teaching a class on Tuesday for them about culture in the USA, we're not all the same either. Would I sound the same if I came from Texas? Would I dress the same if I was getting ready for Mardi Gras in New Orleans? Would I be more warmth? Well, am I warmer? Let me put it this way. Am I a warmer person, hopefully, now than I was growing up in the New England culture where you don't hug very much? In his letter to the Romans, Paul reminds us that sincere love requires effort, patience, honor, and generosity. Welcoming people from another country is not about impressing them. It's about reflecting Christ to them. And here's the beautiful part. When we welcome others, we are changed too. Our world becomes larger, our compassion deeper, our understanding grows, even just a little, with a small conversation. That's why I invite all of you to come and don't just sit with other friends from here. Sit where you're not comfortable. If you think you're not comfortable, imagine them, and then just talk about anything. How's your food? Have you done anything you like? What are you hoping to see at Disney World? They are going to Disney World for a day, I think. The world becomes larger, which means that every time that Christians cross cultural boundaries with kindness, we're practicing what is in heaven, because it won't be one nation or one language or anything else. It's not just us up there. You know what I'm saying? Final thoughts. before we prepare the bags and the games that we'll play for this year. A ministry of joy, which we've been studying the last 3 weeks, is a choice. It's not dependent on circumstances. Joy is one where laughter helps create connection, where shared experiences build trust, where playfulness lowers the fear. For us older people, too. Because I don't think that goes away. By the time the kids get here, they're in the middle of the trip. But let us notice and help with the Lord's help. Let us walk with them and towards them. Let us aid in every way. For this will bring us joy as well as them. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. Let's have a closing prayer together, and then I'll ask our usher to come forward. Gracious God, thank you for bringing people from different nations and cultures together. Thank you for the opportunity to welcome these students from Argentina. As we prepare gifts, remind us that hospitality is holy work. Help us reflect the kindness of Christ in simple ways, through patience and smiling, through listening and laughter, through generosity, but especially through love. Bless these students as they travel. Calm any fears they may carry. Help them to feel safe and cherished here in our country. And while they're here, Lord, let us help to notice everything that we need to. Because this is how Jesus ministered, noticing and carrying everyone in every way. Transform us too to be like him, making our church more open, more joyful, more reflective of your kingdom every day and every year. May every conversation, every meal, every game, and every act point towards your love. In Christ's name we pray. Amen.